my darling, tell me, what if one day you woke up and you find out all the jungle animals are your friends? That would be lovely, isn't it? So here, the Princess Rapunzel's, Princess Rapunzel, she becomes friend of all the animals in the jungle. But how? For that, you need to hear this story. Hey, my darling, sweetie, you're listening to your favorite bedtime stories by Panda Mama. And this story has been taken from Princess Stories Cartoon Series YouTube channel. And the story is Princess Rapunzel and the Giant Surprise Egg. Now let's hear the story. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a princess with a very long golden hair named Rapunzel. One day, Rapunzel went with her best friend, Clapsy, for a walk in the forest. She saw neither a bird on the branches, nor a rabbit behind the trees, nor a crocodile by the lake, nor a lion or a tiger. It was as if the animals almost disappeared. "Hey, Clapsy, I've never seen the forest so alone before."
"Hey, Rapunzel, neither have I."
"Clapsy, look, even the bananas are on the trees like that. Looks like the monkeys have not eaten them." Suddenly, a giant egg from the sky fell in front of Rapunzel.
"Oh, Clapsy, what was that?"
"Rapunzel, I can't believe it. What is it? It's a huge egg."
Rapunzel and her friend Clapsy approached the giant egg and took a closer look. Now, this egg was moving side to side, and they both were very curious about what was inside this egg. Also, Rapunzel thought that she should keep the giant egg warm. So what she did, she wrapped her long hair around the egg. But just then, what happened? The egg suddenly jumped and jumped and jumped and landed far away. Rapunzel and her friend, they were very excited. They were excited to know that what is inside the egg. So both of them went after the egg and followed it.
"Clapsy, I think there is definitely something alive inside the egg."
Saying this, Rapunzel arrived near the giant egg and she got it and she warmed it up. Now the giant egg was getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and finally it cracked right from the top. And what they saw? A huge elephant came out from the egg. The elephant jumped out from the egg, and then there was a bear. And then it was a horse.
"Clapsy, did you see that? How did this possible? How come this huge elephant, bear and a horse fit into this tiny egg?
Rapunzel, look here. Rapunzel, look here. See, there is another egg coming out of the egg.
That egg also swung left and right and jumped and went far. Rapunzel followed it immediately. And soon what she saw. The egg cracked, and from that egg, a lion jumped out, then short-haired tiger, and a pitch-black puma popped out of it, and then another egg. And this new egg also swung left and right, and jumped and jumped and jumped onto a lakeside in the forest. Now what they see? A crocodile, two ducks, monkeys, so many birds popped out of the cracked egg. And again, a new egg popped out. Hey, Clapsy, look, all our lost animals were in the eggs. It looks like some bad magic, Clapsy. Meanwhile, this new tiny egg too swung left and right and jumped elsewhere. Rapunzel came to the egg again and touched it with a warm as the egg was too tiny. Now this egg also got hot and finally it cracked. Now Rapunzel waited for a while, but no animals came out of it.
Clapsy, I think nothing will come out of it.
The moment she said that, the Camilla, the wicked witch, as small as a fly, flew out of the tiny egg and she began to fly towards Rapunzel's hair. And she said loudly,
"I want to cut them off from the roots, Rapunzel. I need your golden long hair."
Rapunzel was scared. She tried to run away from the witch Camilla.
And Camilla followed her, riding on her broomstick, saying,
"Give me your hair, golden hair, Rapunzel."
Suddenly, Rapunzel lost her balance and she fell to the ground. And Camilla, the witch, was about to grab her. But suddenly, what happened? All the animals Rapunzel saved. All of them, they gathered there. The lion, tiger, crocodile, elephant, all of them gathered there to help her that she rescued from the giant egg. Camilla, the witch, had no choice. She was scared. So she vanished. But all the animals promised Rapunzel to protect her all times. Rapunzel was very happy. She happily, with her friend Clapsy, returned to her palace and thanked all the animals in the jungle.
So, my darling,
what do you think? What we have learned today? Do you know this? All animals in the jungle are not just animals. They are not just animals. They are the life of the jungle. And when we kill one life in the jungle, we are killing the jungle. And when we are killing the jungle, whom we are killing? We are killing people. Yeah? So what we have to do, we have to save the jungle. We have to save the forest. Okay. So if you have understood what Panda Mama has said today, what you need to do this month, you need to plant a tree, take a picture and send it to teampandamama@gmail.com. Would you do that? I'm waiting. But now don't forget, we need to sleep on time. Darling, close your eyes. Let's close your eyes. I'm going to come with the next story soon, promise. Now close your eyes and say good night, Panda Mama. Good night.